Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Chicagoland area, we have a 27-year tradition of celebrating the African Festival of the Arts, bringing us a tremendous amount of information and excitement for this event today is Patricia Andrews Keenan. Welcome to the program, Patricia.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. It's very nice to be here again.
Well, you've been with us before. You represent not only the African International House, but several other organizations. Tell us about your background.
I do. My background is a corporate communications background, and about 8 years ago, I started doing media and PR for a variety of clients, included with the Africa International House is the Cook County Bar Association, the 100 Black Men of Chicago. One of the touring shows I represent is the Harlem Fine Arts Festival. I just came back from doing some work with them in Martha's Vineyard, so I have just some really interesting clients. They're a lot of fun, and I think the African Festival of the Arts is just one of the best events in the whole city, so it's very, very great to be representing them here today.
Well, our audience just had the pleasure of enjoying one of the tunes from an artist that will be performing over the Labor Day weekend. Can you tell us who she is and what her music is all about?
Certainly. The piece that you just heard is from a Nigerian artist named Queen Bunmi Ajibade, and I've had the pleasure of meeting her. She's from Nigeria, but she resides here in Chicago, and she does what is considered traditional Nigerian juju music. Our founder of the African Festival of the Arts is Patrick Wator, who himself is Liberian. So this year he decided he wanted to do a whole juju night of music. So we have coming over one of her mentors, Chief Commander Ebenezer Obe, who is from Nigeria and has been in the performing arts for about 30 years. So we're very excited that he'll be performing on our main stage on Saturday night along with Queen Ajibade.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start from the beginning. Can you kindly tell us the mission and history of the African International House?
Certainly. Well, again, Africa International House is a 501c3 educational nonprofit foundation. Their most visible and prestigious event is, of course, the African Festival of the Arts, which actually grew out of Patrick Wator's small art shop in Hyde Park, Windows to Africa, 27 years ago. But the organization itself does a number of programs all through the year. They partner with the Park District to do music in the parks during the summer. They have events at Navy Pier where they recognize African culture. They're part of a larger organization that celebrates African culture. They do a Kwanzaa celebration and marketplace during the holiday season. It's really about educating people about the culture and being connecting Chicago to the African culture as part of this city that's so versatile, so diverse, and that's one of their missions, to educate about the African culture. I find it, since I've been doing work with them, it's just very interesting because you might have people from Nigeria there, you might have people from Liberia, you might have people from Senegal, just from all over the African diaspora that are part of Africa International House and the education that it tries to provide here.
Well, where are they located?
Sure, they're in the Park District at 6200 South Drexel Avenue. So actually there's a whole section that's dedicated there. And if you would come to the offices now, you would see the art of contemporary Nigeria on display right now. So there are rotating art exhibits that are in the space where Africa International House has its offices. Dio, who is a well-known artist from Nigeria who's been in the United States for a long time, helped to co-curate the exhibit that's there right now, and it's called mm-hmm. The Contemporary Art of Nigeria, and there's some beautiful pieces if you would choose to visit now.
And so the offices are open year-round?
Open year-round.
And you have different exhibits going on mm-hmm. a regular basis.
Yes, we do. There's some permanent exhibits that are there. One that comes to mind, there's some beautiful Shona sculptures, if you're familiar with the Shona sculptures. But then there are rotating exhibits. But now, until the 5th, we do have the Contemporary Art of Nigeria on display.
Wonderful. And also, you work with local artists and children, is that correct?
In terms of the festival, yes. So the wonderful thing about the festival, it begins on Friday, September the 2nd, mm-hmm. and it continues through the 5th, through Labor Day, that Monday of Labor Day. So each night of the festival has different themes to it. On the Friday night, on opening night on the 2nd, we'll be working with Ken Bedford. A lot of folks in the area know Ken Bedford. He's been with Channel 7 for a long time, but he also sponsors Stepper Set all across the area. Mm-hmm. So he and DJ Sam Chapman will be doing stepping music for us. We have a gentleman, a performer, Cardell, T.L. Williams, Sisters of the Element. So all that wonderful music and all that great stuff that steppers love. So we'll be stepping under the stars at the African Fest on the Friday night. As I've said, then we will have on Saturday night, we'll be doing the Juju music, and Chief Commander Obey is our headliner there. Sunday night is going to be what we call Chicago Zone. So all the performers are Chicago-based performers, and D. Alexander is going to be our headliner for that evening. And we'll have a lot of other, you can go online too and look at a full schedule, but I'm just going to give you some highlights here. Mm-hmm. So she'll be leading the charge on Sunday night for what we call Chicago's Best, is D. Alexander and the Evolution Ensemble. And then, of course, the headline night is Monday night. And we will have both Howard Hewitt and Rose Royce for that. But now keep in mind, that's the entertainment highlights. But remember, the festival goes on each day from 10 in the morning till 10 in the evening. And there are activities for children, for seniors, for families. There are different pavilions. There's the health pavilion. There's the kids pavilion. So there's a wide variety of activities for anyone and everyone that wants to participate. And it's very much about family and about, culture and heritage. So we want to see folks coming out.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the headliners for Monday. You mentioned their names. Tell us what type of music they perform.
Oh, certainly. So Howard Hewitt is a longtime soul balladeer, R&B music, and people will remember some of his hits. He started his career with Shalamar. Actually, even before then, he sang gospel music. He was actively involved in the church, moved to L.A., became part of the group Shalamar, Second Time Around, A Night to Remember, For the Lover in You, for those of you that can recall some of the songs. He also did a lot of duets. He performed duets with Stacey Ladislaw, Dionne Warwick, Anita Baker, Brenda Russell. He had longtime collaborations with Stanley Clarke and George Duke. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about Howard Hewitt, we're talking about a singer, a songwriter, a session musician. So I think the Chicagoland is going to be really excited to have him here. He's done gospel music again. His career kind of came full circle. And he's done gospel albums again, and he's also performed holiday music as well. When we talk about Rose Royce, the folks with Rose Royce were previously associated with War, and then no one can forget their classic hit Car Wash. So I think, all you got to do is say Car Wash, and most of us remember that. Mm-hmm. So I think we're really excited to have, this kind of talent that spans several decades of music, and these folks are still performing today. I was talking to the folks with Rose Royce the other day, and they're going to be performing, just before the Saturday before they get here. They get here on a Sunday, and then they'll be performing on Monday. So, very active performers who are taking their great music across the country.
And they're known internationally, both of these artists.
Yes, they are.
And it is so wonderful that you could bring this kind of talent to the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things the festival is known for. I mean, when I start talking to people or talking to the media about what's coming on, everybody wants to know, well, who are the headliners? So, so I think it's really great to have these two great artists coming in this year.
And one thing we want to remind our audience about Hewitt is that he's recorded duets with some really legendary leading ladies,
as
Anita Baker,
Dionne Warwick, Brenda Russell, Stacey Ladislaw. He's also done work with collaborations with George Duke, Stanley Clarke, Kenny Loggins, Gerald Albright. So, definitely someone that has a long and storied career. And I think it's going to be really exciting to have him on stage in another few weeks, another week or so.
Well, you mentioned pavilions, and the festival is kind of set up like an African village. Can you walk us through what we will experience each day?
Certainly. One of the things that we always say about the festival is that it's like we took an African village and set it in the middle of Washington Park.
Here on the south side of Chicago.
And I don't think you can beat that. that. So literally, the different areas is broken up into different areas, and they're all named for the African continent. So the Nubia area is all the fine arts. We have an area called Kush, which is wearable arts. Songhay or African arts and crafts, collectibles, natural products. You know, you have to get your shea butter and your African black soap and all of those things. In the area called Timbuktu, which I just heard a piece on NPR about the cultural significance of Timbuktu, we have African fabrics and fashions. And the Bank of the Nile is the food court, so you can sample everything from you know, traditional African dishes, Jamaican foods, to chicken and soul food dishes. So it's really a great place to be.
So you're saying that in each of these pavilions, there will be arts and crafts to buy, wearables. Tell us what are we experiencing?
Well, you know, again, it is called the African Festival of the Arts. So when we talk fine art, we're going to have artists from all across the country selling, you know, fine arts. We have handmade jewelry. We have, you know, just personal items. You can get clothing. It's
purses and
everything, hats and just about anything. The other day I was listening to someone say they always make that their last trip before school starts because they know they can get some great unique items there. Since I've been going, I mean, obviously as a girl you want the earrings and the jewelry, but the fine art is really amazing too, and some of the artists come from all across the country with, you know, different types of art, so I think it's a great place to be. One of the artists that always comes Woodrow Nash. He does these amazing sculptures, and he's traditionally been a part of this. So, you know, things that are being sold in galleries around the world, you can come right to Washington Park and buy some of those things directly from the artist. One of the things that I think sets this show apart is that the artists are actually here. You can interact with them. You can talk to them about the inspiration for their art, and you can and buy directly from them. And, you know, maybe even get a few really great deals that you wouldn't get if you were buying it in a retail store. But these are some of the best.
At a gallery.
So these are some of the best artisans in the country that come and participate here. Also, one of the highlights is the drumming pavilion. So we have a gentleman named Olu Sakur, who is a master African drummer. And you can come and they sit in a drum circle. They have their own drum village. And, you know, you can hear them perform. They will teach you what they know. You know, I see the kids are just always mesmerized by the drum village. So that's been a tradition that we've had for a long time. It's a very much hands-on. There are areas, you know, where face painting for the kids and play areas. We have authors. There's an author's pavilion. So just about anything that you could imagine is going to be part of this festival. Right. And again, 27 years in the community, many of those in Washington Park. And I think that sets us apart. It is one of the largest festivals of its kind that operates in the country.
Now, you mentioned there would be a health pavilion.
Yes, we work with quite a few health providers, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, the University of Illinois in Chicago. So, you know, they bring things forward that the participants can be involved in. I don't even know everything they're going to do this year, but, you know, I know they've had exercise cycles and classes and all these different things that people can take part in. You know, we work with we have a green pavilion. We have ComEd on talking about how you can save energy in your home and teaching you, you know, the latest and greatest in energy saving. So, so yeah, we had some wonderful sponsors too. I'd love to mention those.
Of course.
You know, obviously we're in the Chicago Park District. Washington Park is part of the Park District. So they're a major sponsor. We have the University of Chicago Medicine. We have ComEd. We have Next Level Health. We have the Community Currency Exchange, Jewel OSCO. There's been a lot of discussion as of late late about black banking. So we have the ISF Bank, Illinois Service Federal, which is a black-owned bank. The Chicago White Sox are part of this year's events. MoneyGram, the Illinois Lottery. And then, of course, we have a lot of really great media sponsors, Comcast, NBC, WVON, BronzeCom, The Citizen, The Crusader Newspaper. So Asiri is another African website that we partner with, and the Earth Center, which talks about health and wellness from an African perspective. So we have a lot of really great sponsors that are supporting this effort, and it's because of them that we bring this event to you. Hennessy is another one. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So take a minute and tell us what we will experience in the diversity of the food there.
Oh my goodness. I can't even imagine. There are so many different kind of foods. One that jumps out at me, and I always make sure I visit them, there's Yassa, which is a Senegalese restaurant that's on 35th and King. There's
So this is kind of like a going to the Taste of Chicago, where you get
bit.
To experience all these different foods. And,
yes. And as I said, it goes for everything. It goes for traditional African food. Vivi is another African restaurant up on the north side that I know always participates. But you can also get some Hero's Chicken and some other, you know, local favorites. Jamaican food. We have a couple of Jamaican vendors that provide food as well. So again, it's a little bit of a sampling from everywhere.
Cajun and
soul. Oh yeah, Cajun and soul food. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll you know, anything that you would need to do. It's one of those places you could come, you could spend all day, you could see the pavilions, you could have food, and then you could enjoy the entertainment in the evening.
Right. And you know, when we spoke of the different artists there, I don't think we even mentioned the fact that they would have wood carvers.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Wood carvers, metalsmiths, fine artists who deal in very, you know, mediums from acrylic to paint to found objects. I think it's just, you know, just amazing to see the depth and breadth. So, you know, I like to think that there's something that kind of appeals to everyone when you come out to the festival, no matter what kind of arts and crafts you like. One of my favorite jewelry designers is Karen Joy Jewelry, and she is a metalsmith who works gold and silver into some beautiful creations. So, you know, and I'm thinking of some local people, but again, remember, these people are coming from all across the country.
Right.
If you want African fabrics, you know, maybe you're very handy yourself and you want to buy the fabrics, you can do that as well. So
Well, each year you have someone that is called the Baba and the Yeye. What does that mean, and what do they do?
Well, that is a term of respect in the African language, and I guess I would equate it in the American culture, maybe you'd be a grand marshal, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But they are highly revered people who are being the face of this year's event, and I don't think we could have asked for better. Robert Jordan, who's a longtime broadcaster with WGN television, actually he was with us on Saturday night for the gala that we hosted. He's serving as our Grand Baba. Diane Carr, who is a respected art appraiser and a longtime patron of the arts here in the city. She serves on the board of Southside Community Arts Center with me. She's serving as our Grand Yeye. So they were out with us Saturday. We hosted a gala at the Cafe on the Grove to kind of bring all these people together. And it was so wonderful. It was just very colorful and vibrant to see people in their best African attire. And we recognized them. Mm-hmm. Also, what we've done this year, again, to Mr. Wouttour's credit, he wanted to recognize togetherness. He wanted to look at, you know, where we are sometimes in our community. When things are, you know, can be kind of rough, the things that have happened over the last couple of years. But he wanted to recognize how we do come together and we make things happen. Togetherness in relationships, togetherness in the business community, togetherness in community outreach. So we are recognizing, you know, some people in those arenas. Luster Products is a family-owned business that has been operating for just about 60 years. Mm-hmm. Second generation, run by run by leaders of the second generation of their family. So togetherness in business, togetherness in relationships. So we have couples in our city who have been married upwards of 40, 50 years. Don Johnson and his wife, Rose. Don Jackson, I'm sorry, and his wife, Rose, who run Central City Productions. Mm-hmm. Long time they got married. They were college sweethearts and have been married and created a business and been together 50 years. Reverend Jesse and Jacqueline Jackson, they have been married. They were college sweethearts. So there's a lot of opportunity to talk about, you know, there's always that chance to talk about what doesn't go well in our community, but it's nice to be able to talk about what does go well. And these folks do represent that kind of thing. I remember years ago when I first met Reverend Willie Barrow, and she said, "We are not so much divided as we are disconnected," and that's something that has always stuck with me. So I think that's what he's trying to say too, that you know, there is connectedness in our community. And the theme of togetherness in the African language, is Ruwadzano, which is a Shona term used in Mozambique that means togetherness. Mm-hmm. So that's the theme that we have for this year.
Well, tell us the contact information.
Oh, certainly. This is the good part. So what we'd love you to do is to visit our website, AIHUSA.org. And when you go to the site, we have a big yellow button there where it can take you right to African Festival of the Arts, and you can get all the information you need about this year's event. If you would go to the site and buy your tickets in advance, they cost $15. So we encourage you to do that. Tickets at the gate are $20. So, you know, if you can go to the website, AIHUSA.org, you can get those tickets in advance. There are all kinds of discounts for senior citizens. You know, children below a certain age are free, but we really want to encourage you to go to that site, get your tickets in advance, and join us on September 2nd through the 5th.
Now, is there any place to get tickets other than the website?
Otherwise, we'll be buying. You can purchase them at the gate. So this year, we're really trying to get folks to go to the website and do some pre-purchase. So we're very excited about that. But also look on our social media sites. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. So, you know, you can look for specials, things going on there to learn a little bit more about the festival, learn about some of the things that we're doing. So please take advantage of those social media sites, but visit www.aihusa.org.
And that is for the Africa International House.
Yes.
AIHUSA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to remember that. And as we're closing out today's program, is there anything you'd like to leave with our audience?
Oh, gosh, certainly. Again, I think this is one of the required events in Chicago over the Labor Day weekend. So, you know, you may not be traveling, but you can come and get a little taste of Africa right here in your own city. Spend some time with us. We have 4 wonderful days of activities. Again, a little something for everyone, for every member of the family. It's one of those festivals where, you know, our theme this year of togetherness really applies, because there's something that you can have with your family and spend some time with us. We'd love to have you.
Very inclusive. And we're going to close out today's program with more music from
Queen Bunmi Ajibade.
Thank you, Patricia, for appearing on today's program. Chicagoland, please come out to the African Festival of the Arts.
Thank you for having me, Ruth.
Bye now.